Welcome to episode 19. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, welcome to the Own Your Thrive podcast and Empowered in My Skin production. My name is Nkechi Wafa Robinson, and I am founder and CEO of Empowered in My Skin, an experienced technology executive at one of Canada's largest financial institutions, an author, an International Federation of Bodybuilding pro athlete, an inspirational speaker, and most recently, a viral sensation after my You Matter speech hit over 3 million views worldwide. This show is all about thriving, and I will be bringing on some amazing humans that own their thrive to help you figure out how you too can own yours. So please leave a review on whatever medium you are listening to this on, and make sure to join along on the web at empoweredinmyskin.com so you can be notified when new episodes are available. For now, I'm your girl. Let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, I'm so excited for this next episode. The session is with a young entrepreneur and motivational speaker. This person is multilingual and multifaceted with diverse interests and passions, which include self-development, network marketing, entrepreneurship, and women empowerment. She always says, "My main goal in life is to make a difference in people's lives." So without further ado, let me introduce you to Ashley Wright. Yes. What's up, girl?
Hey, Nkechi, how are you? How's it going?
I'm super excited. So this podcast is all about thriving. I obviously immediately connected to you and your thrive from social media. It was organic linkage. I looked at your page. I creeped you for a hot second on an IGTV. And literally, like, within minutes, I was like, this girl's got to be on the show. Clearly, your thrive is live. It's lit. And so I want to know if you can just talk to us about how you got to your thrive, which is what I see right now. How did you tell us a bit about the journey that got you here?
Yeah, definitely. Well, when I was about 15 or 16 years old, my parents started their own business in network marketing. And, you know, at that age, of course, I'm just focused on, you know, having fun, hanging out with friends. And at that time, I really had the opportunity to kind of be in that environment of, you know, building a business, understanding how business works, and working on self-development. And so I really got started in that environment at such a young age. And so I really became business-minded and knew that I wanted to have my own business. And it was over the years, you know, working and watching my parents really work the business and have their own successes with it, that I remember actually seeing them on stage, and they were able, you know, they accepted an award for helping a few leaders make six-figure incomes with the business. And, you know, they're breaking down, you know, the people that they helped are breaking down. And I was like, wow, that is amazing to be able to help somebody to the point where, you know, they get emotional because of that. Mm-hmm. And so it was in that very moment, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is what I want to do. I want to help people. And that is when I realized my potential and my purpose, which is to help people. And so from there, you know, I created The Right Success, where I'm a public, a motivational speaker. And then, of course, I do coaching as well for personal development, success coaching, you know, teaching the principles and for people that want to start their own business or, you know, achieving their own success. And so that's really how I got started. And it's been an amazing ride so far. I've been able to help a lot of people and network with amazing people just like yourself. So it's been amazing so far.
You started at 15 and to where you are now, how long has it been?
Of course. So with that comes, I mean, working with them in terms of business, it's been quite some time. But in terms of my personal company, The Right Success, it's been around for about 3.5 years so far. But okay, prior to that, it was primarily just working the business with them and growing the business.
Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. I mean, I think we are a product of our environment. So clearly it's
definitely.
And it's not a lot of youth you hear that are really following their parents and following their footsteps and getting into the business, especially at such a young age. And so I'd love to understand what's the differentiator? Like, what were your friends or other 15-year-olds that you were connected to doing while you were, you know, sort of seen the spark of entrepreneurship within you?
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely they were out having a lot more fun than I was at that time. You know, going out, going to different events, partying, of course. So I like to say, like, I really grew up fast. I developed that mindset very quickly. And then, of course, being the oldest, especially when my parents had to go out there when they were at business events or business conferences, as the oldest, I really had to, you know, take care of my younger brother, younger sister. So I was really in a position to kind of grow up fast in that sense. Mm-hmm. And so I just was always focused on business. And that's really, you know, helped me to, it really shaped who I am today, which I'm still very business focused, of course. But I believe there is a balance to it as well between business and fun.
And I love it. I also love the fact that you really open to share. And that's, you know, that IGTV video that I saw was you talking about Bitcoin, which we'll get to that in a second. But what are you, in your bio, you do mention that there are you gain knowledge in various industries. And I'd love if you would, you know, share, you know, what industries were you exposed to pretty young? And which are the ones that, you know, really you gravitated to?
Yeah, definitely. So a lot of it has been, I want to say network marketing, which is more so direct sales for some people that may not be familiar with that industry. So it's more so building a team, promoting services or different products for different companies. And so that industry itself, it's very different because I always feel if you're able to succeed in that industry, you can succeed no matter what you do in life, because it really touches on every single aspect that you would face in life. So that was definitely one of the industries I spent the most time. And then, of course, I'm in the technology industry, which I'm super excited about. So, of course, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin or blockchain space has been something that's super exciting, super new. And so I've created an online class where people could actually go there at their own time, whenever they want, and just learn that information. And then I'm also very passionate about giving back in the community. And so I actually work with a charity that's called Skills for Life. And we focus on helping youth with, you know, soft skills. So networking, financial literacy, and some other soft skills as well. So a few different industries, but they kind of all tie together in a way.
Right. And where I saw your Thrive actually was a video that you're doing on cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. And it's not an area. So I'm in tech as well. I think that's how that's the base of how we were connected through an email, which I saw you for some reason first on Instagram. And then the next day, literally, like, that's where I knew that the stars were aligned correctly, because I believe by that time I'd already DM'd you. And the next day I see you on CC on an email at an event that we're both going to be at. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
and literally we met the next day, like, go and figure. Right. Exactly. So that's where I knew that it was absolutely right. So I know what sparks me in technology. Like, I, you know, like all things cloud, when I think about artificial intelligence, like, I know when I see, you know, some of my daily news feeds come, there's certain topics, you know, maybe sharing just a bit about what sparked your interest, what actually got you. Cause when I watched you, you guys have to check her out, because I've never seen anyone bring so much swag and flyness to technology. Like, so
I think you do a pretty good job yourself.
Thank you. But I think it's not about who got who beat, but I'm just saying, I was like, yo, this girl, like, I was interested to learn more. I'm like, tell me more. So tell us more. What do we need to know? And what sparked you, first of all? And then what do we need to know?
Yeah, definitely. So I actually heard about this industry, this technology, through my parents. Like, they're very connected. They love to stay in the loop with what's new. And so they introduced me to Bitcoin. And, you know, like, they're saying, okay, it's a digital currency, it's all online. It's similar to how we have e-transfer. And I'm like, okay, it sounds a little bit interesting, a little bit different. But I was able to get my hands on some of it. And it was just so different in terms of the growth, right? So I was able to get my hands on some of the some Bitcoin, and as I just had it in my account and I was just watching it over time, as the value of that cryptocurrency, that coin, increased over time, the value of what I had increased. So just imagine, you're logging into your account, you have, let's say, $20, right, worth of Bitcoin, for example. And the Bitcoin itself, let's say the value increases drastically, right? The next time you log into your account and you see it at $100 without you having to do anything, simply because of the fact that the value of that increased, right? So it's very interesting. There's a lot to know about it. And of course, when it comes to the technology side to it, it's called blockchain technology. And for that, that is actually more exciting and more powerful than Bitcoin itself, because it's really a technology that's going to help a lot of people around the world and change the way that we do business and the way that we live, essentially.
And so do you find people are lacking knowledge in this space? Does it need to be more promoted? Is it, I know you're giving voice to it. So do you see a need for people to get more involved? And if so, who?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, like, I, based on, you know, the people that I interact with, a lot of people got involved back in 2017 when, you know, it was on the rise, but they didn't really understand what was going on or what they were doing, but they knew that they wanted to get involved. So I definitely believe that education is needed. And so that's why I really created that class, because I'm like, you know what, in order for this to go big one day, you know, we really have to educate everybody. And it's so powerful, because I always say, like, there's people around the world that don't even have access to financial institutions. And so this really makes it easy to send money to family, you know, in third world countries, right? So it's interesting. And I've had a lot of different type of people that are interested. Maybe they're already in tech, or they're in finance, or people that are just interested in getting started in business in general, that heard of it. Or people that have always wanted to invest but haven't even invested yet. So there's a wide range of different people that are interested. But I think that, you know, it's definitely an industry that's attracting a lot of different people.
And what I would love to do is get a link to your class and share it here. So, you know, I see you in your Thrive, people seeing you in your Thrive. You and me are pretty similar humans in terms of, like, the energy that we express from our inner self. It's not about sleep, y'all. It's about this energy for life that we just allow to just let free every single day. I don't know about you, but I know that there's some days where it's not always like that. So let's just call it those days when you're something's dimmed your light. What do you pull from your toolkit to get you out of that and back into the shine?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like that's something that is natural. You know, let's say someone gives, you know, some negativity or negative comments, or, you know, you had a certain expectation and it just didn't meet that. So there's definitely, I have days like that. And, you know, right now I can say that I've really put some things in place that if a negative thought even comes to mind, I bounce that very quickly. And so I like to surround myself with positive aspects, such as, I know, like, right now, you know, I even have my my vision board in front of me. So that definitely helps. You know, I would just look at that, focus on my goals, and I'm refocused onto, you know, what I should be thinking about. Another great thing that I do on a daily basis is I'm always listening to motivational speeches or self-development. Like, I do a lot of audiobooks, and so I'll do a lot of self-development that I listen to on a daily basis. So it's just reminding you to focus on your purpose, focus on your why, and just remain positive. So I really, really try. Like, I'm very passionate, and I believe a lot in, you know, speaking life and the law of attraction as well, which is super, super key. And so that's just something that I try to keep in the forefront of my mind. Even if, you know, I do have a bad day, I try to refocus to just make sure that I'm on the right path. So.
And I love that. I think there's not one interview that I've conducted so far. And I mean, I'm not in the Oprah's 30s of thousands, but I'm the numbers climbing one interview at a time. There hasn't been one person yet that has not at least married their Thrive with Habits. And so thank you for bringing those to life. And I'm going to ask you a question really quickly. We're like humans. I'm looking at a camera. I see my vision board in my rear view mirror, actually. But when I walk into my room, it's directly in front of me. And the big bold statement is the best way to earn $1 billion is to impact 1 billion people. And
So
will I be a billionaire? I have no idea. Will I impact 1 billion people? I'm sure trying to. And I think that that's really what's important is to. And so when you look at your vision board, what's that one thing that your eyes kind of go to every single day?
I have a word of the year for me. So the word that I chose is action. And so I like to be a person, of course, that, you know, that doesn't just talk it, but also walks it as well. And so I do feel like I am a person that takes action. However, the thing that I really focused on is the amount of action that I'm taking. Mm-hmm. And so I actually read a really good book not too long ago, which is The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. Mm-hmm. And he's always talking about massive action. So really for me, every time I look at it, I just am reminded that, yes, I took some action today, but I need to take a lot more. Because I think that's where you're able to see results a lot faster if you're able to do a lot more. So definitely every time I look at it, that's exactly what I see.
And when do you know that you're in action overload? And how do you get out? How do you handle that?
That's a good question. I mean, sometimes I'll have family members that see me and I'm like, okay, they're like, you know what? You're doing a lot. It's just, you know, take it easy. So that definitely is a bit of a reminder. Mm-hmm. But I know that, it is important to have balance. And I think health is something that's really important, especially for people like you and I, where we're just so focused or out there, high energy. You know, it can be draining, of course, some days when you're working hard. But I just try to schedule in one day or here and there where I'm able to kind of just take it easy. But of course, I try to keep it go, go, go.
You are a creator. I read recently, you know, that intentionally we should be creators, not consumers, right? Like, I think that was such a powerful thing I heard. You're creating life. And if I asked you just in a sentence or two, what is the life that Ashley is creating? What's that life?
Yeah, I think what I'm really striving for is to be in a position where I am constantly, attracting opportunities where I can impact people and not just impact them once, but be able to see them on their journey of taking them from point A to point B. I think that is really something that moves me, that I'm passionate about. Because even though I think it's when you're able to see someone else's results and somebody else's success, and the excitement they have, that right there is just key for me. So for me to be able to be in a position where I can see that all the time, I think that is definitely something that's important.
And I can totally agree, especially as motivational or inspirational speakers. I know that, you know, very earlier on when, like for me, I never actually set out to be a motivational speaker. Like and I don't know if that's been your journey, but I do know at the beginning, people would continue to like motivate me again. Hit me again with that motivation like 2 days later. And I'm like, and then after a while, you just get motivation fatigue. Like, I'm like, yo, like, and then you recognize it's really about how can I better enhance their toolkit so that they can figure out how they can self-motivate, self-inspire.
Exactly.
So it sounds like that's what you're creating. And I love that. And I see it and I don't know you. So know this, it is working. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
No, so one of the things I know, you must have non-negotiables. There's just those things that are like, not today. What are your non-negotiables?
That's a tough question. I mean, for myself, I know that I'm the type of person, I love to write things down, especially with what I want to do every day. So sometimes I tend to be very tough in terms of getting everything that I wrote down done. And I try not to be too flexible in terms of that, because I have very big goals that I'm trying to accomplish. And in order for that to happen, it's important to be consistent. And consistent is definitely something that's not easy. But it's one of those things where it's like you really have to try to put your foot down and just tell yourself you have to get this done, or I'm not going to bed until I send this last couple emails, or just kind of ensuring that I get what I need to get done. Mm-hmm. It's definitely something I don't have any leeway too much.
Not negotiating on that. I love that. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. So you, again, you talk about a lot of what you're, what's one thing right now that you are working at, excelling at, getting better at?
I feel like there are a lot of things. There are a lot of areas that I like to try to be a student of life. I would like to say that I'm always constantly learning in terms of different areas. So even though I'm in the tech space, I'm constantly learning, trying to see what else I can learn and, and what other areas I can grow in that space, or even in finance or even in communication. I feel like there's a lot of things that that maybe I can consider a strength of mine, but I always leave room for improvement. I really feel like you have to just continue to work on yourself. It's something that you should do all the time.
Agree.
But yeah, definitely a lot of those areas there.
And so perfect lead in. So what are those things that you're doing every single day? And I don't know if it's like, I know my habits in the first thing in the morning and last thing at night are non-negotiable and they rarely change. What do your daily habits or routines that keep you in your thrive or close to it as possible look like?
Yeah, definitely. I would say I would kind of go back to writing things down. I feel like that really helps to keep me on track, especially because I have so many different things going on between different businesses and then other community involvements that I have. It's just writing things down that really helps me stay focused and then ensures I get everything I need to get done on time as well.
Anything else?
I really consider health. Actually, health is on my vision board as well.
Okay.
It's another area that I want to improve on as well, I feel like.
Okay.
I am very active. However, I feel like I still want to push and be get to your level at least, because I know you are good. You are very, very active and you're definitely in shape. So I think that is definitely something I'm also working towards.
Thank you.
But health is definitely in there. For myself, I do work out here and there, but I'm also the type of person I prefer activities as well. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll do different dance classes or yoga classes and stuff like that to kind of keep me going.
You play ball too, don't you?
A little bit. I mainly watch, but I do like play basketball as well.
You do like playing basketball. That's awesome. And I know that our environments matter. So clearly your parents, strong supporters, that's evident, and you of them as well. But what does the rest of your environment look like? Like, what does your supporting tribe or cast, are they like-minded? Can you talk a bit about that? Do you have a very small tribe? How important is the environment to you?
Yeah, I think it's very important, the type of people you keep around you. I like to say that I have a tight circle. I have, everybody has a different mindset. Like, for example, my best friend, she's super supportive. She's not as into business as I am, but she knows my goals and she's very supportive and helps to keep me on track. Mm-hmm. And then I also have a business mentor as well that's very close to kind of keep me focused. And then I have some other friends as well that have their own business, and we kind of stick together, help one another to kind of stay focused, especially for those times where we may be struggling with our businesses. It kind of helps to have other people that are going through the same thing as well. So, but overall, I like to say keep a close circle, because there's that quote that says, show me the top seven people around you are, and I'll tell you who you are. So,
no, seven. I heard five.
Five.
I heard you're like a sum of the five people you keep close to you. Yeah.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. So definitely try to keep it tight.
Tight. I love that. So I'm going to wrap up here. I have a couple of rapid fire questions. Excited?
Yes. Bring it on. Let's go.
Okay. When you think of thriving, who is the first person that comes to mind and why?
I was gonna say you, actually.
Okay, thank you.
And reason why, of course, you have the podcast, but also because I'm aware of all the different things that you do. And, you know, whether it's through work or through business or through your other involvements in different speeches that you give, I think that overall you have, everything is very balanced. And I think that you really bring that energy to every single thing that you do, and it shows. And so that's something that I really, really admire.
Thank you. And I appreciate that. I receive that very much. So thank you. What book has helped you thrive?
I'm actually looking at it right now, but it's called Mastery by Robert Greene.
Ooh, you read it. How is that?
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Like, it literally touches, it's like the sum of every other self-development book in one, literally.
I think I'm going to have to bump it up. I have it on my, it's actually on my Kobo, but I have to bump it up, eh? Okay.
Yes, okay. You have to.
Okay. I'll take a look at that. And so what is a daily activity that helps you thrive? I know you've shared that, but I think I know what you're going to say.
I'm going to try to think of something else.
Okay.
I'm a Christian. And so every day I start by giving thanks and just reminding, kind of being in that humble state of, you know, what I'm grateful for, what I'm thankful for, the people that are in my life, the blessings that I have. So I think that's one of the habits that I have that kind of keeps me focused, but also mm-hmm. keeps me grateful. So I start the day in that positive attitude already.
I thank you, sister, for saying that. I, you know, we are more alike than, it's crazy because eyes pop open and it's like, thank you, God. My name actually means God's gift. And so I'm proud. Like I wear scripture around my neck. Yeah. I think it's important. It's my ground. I'm sure it's your anchor.
Exactly. Exactly. That's right.
And the last question is, what is one misconception of you right now as you are in your thrive?
A misconception. I think sometimes I come off very, I can come off very quiet. Sometimes if I'm not talking and someone just sees me, sometimes they may think, okay, you know, she's quiet. She's very nice, very, very easygoing. And then they hear me speak and I'm full of energy. And I know, you know, tons of different things. And it's like, oh my gosh, wow, I'd never.
And you're a business shark.
Into Bitcoin.
You're a exactly, business shark. Exactly. Yes. You could be exactly. Like the Olympia. So what is it? The Olympia. What is it? Olivia Pope?
Olivia Pope. That's
Pope.
Right.
Yes, man. You're a business shark. I definitely see the shark in you. God. So that's awesome. That's awesome.
That's
so, where can, so a couple of things. Where can we find you, or what initiatives are you working on that you'd like to take this moment to share with us? But more importantly, is your wealth of information, your IGTV videos, if, you know, please follow her. Informative. I love when I gain something from, you know, spending 5 minutes watching somebody. So thank you for that. But where can we find you online, and what initiatives might you have that we can actually get involved in?
Yeah, definitely. So you can go to, whether it's my website or even on Instagram, therightsuccess.com, right being my last name, WRIGHT. And then, of course, right now, in terms of what I'm working on, is really just educating people. I do host different workshops throughout the city, either on entrepreneurship and starting your own business, as well as cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and all that good stuff as well. So if anybody wants, they can definitely check those out.
And it's not good. It's great stuff. It's great stuff. That's great stuff. So, you know, Ashley, one, I'm so grateful that you said yes so quickly. And it's interesting because in full transparency, as we're recording this, I don't know which episode, like I know when I'm going to launch this in the order. I don't know what episode that lands on today. I have to figure that out. But you said yes with something that I haven't yet proven. You know, I've just proven that I can start it. And so I thank you for that. And I think that that is a lot of what I'm getting from you here. I'm absolutely, absolutely a fan. You are incredibly, like your energy is so authentic. And I love that you're creating life for yourself and for others. That's such a beautiful thing. And I also believe that you know, God has big plans for you and you're claiming them. And that's huge. And you're not taking it lightly. You're vision boarding. Mm-hmm. You're writing it down. You're taking action. And even in the word that you chose. And so we see you in action. And I'm excited to continue to see you unfold. It's pretty remarkable what I've seen so far.
Thank you so much. It really means a lot.
Yeah. And I'm so excited to have shared with you. So follow her. Check her out. I will post all of her links in the show notes. But y'all know what time it is. It is time for me to say, we're out.
So there you have it. I hope you're thriving and thoroughly enjoyed this episode. And remember, whatever medium you are listening to this on, please subscribe, like, review, and share this podcast with somebody else that you think could benefit from the tips that were delivered. Because when we share, that is truly when we have the capacity and the power to change the world. It's been awesome hanging with you. It's your girl, and I'm out.